Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Tatika. How may I help you?
Yes, I just got a message saying that I have something that's being sent. Can you tell me who it's from?
No, I cannot, ma'am. We're a third-party customer service line. And the line that you have called, only thing that I can do is get your zip code and your first and last name, and I can find out if you have an account, an account that I can help you with. But basically right now what we are a third party customer service line, and we just help customer we help the customers of hundreds of companies that we help. They don't have a customer service line, so okay. We're outsourced.
Okay. That was the number that it said to call if you had questions, and I guess I'm not sure where
about
I'm beginning a pet.
Okay, what is it, ma'am?
It just said that I had a package and it gave me my tracking number, but it didn't say where it was coming from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me, can I get your zip code and then I can see if there's anything in our system that has a package coming to you.
Okay, 50601.
Okay, your first and last name.
Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, Horner, H-O-R-N-E-R. Maybe it's under Kent Horner. I don't know.
Okay. Could you verify your address for me?
1015 Wren Avenue, Ackley, Iowa, 50601.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Basically, you are, there was some keto pills. A keto cleanse, and
okay.
There was another keto product that was ordered, but I just had, if I'm not mistaken, I just had somebody call in. No, somebody called in today. Yesterday they canceled everything for you, but it was already
right.
It was already shipped out.
So now what happened?
Then you will just receive on the item for free, ma'am.
Because I canceled it?
Yes, ma'am. You canceled it after they was already shipped.
Well, I canceled it immediately. I ordered something. They added stuff to what I wanted. And so I immediately called the number and got it canceled.
Okay, you only wanted the gummies, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's basically what's getting shipped to you. Hold on.
But see, I even canceled that because of the price that wasn't the right price. So I even canceled that. I said, just cancel the whole damn thing. I was mad at them.
Okay, basically, let's see. You canceled. Okay, what was shipped? All of it was shipped. It was shipped the next day. Sure did. Everything was shook. Even though you canceled everything, I see. I'm looking at your account, ma'am.
Yeah,
and
I
it's
have a
canceled.
Confirmation saying
yeah.
They canceled everything.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, and it was shipped already.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll watch my credit card to make sure it didn't get charged.
It didn't. The only one that it got charged for, it was one set of ketos. And it was $29.97. The rest of them were, one of them was no charge, one of them was $5.97, and the other one was $6.97.
So how much is the bill? Is it?
There's no bill. You paid it all. And then you canceled it.
Right, but I should get a refund for it.
There's no refund. There was no refund. They didn't tell you there's no refund in shipping and handling. The only one that we could have refunded you was for the one for $29.97. And I don't know if she did that one or not. Hold on, let me see. Now, that's the only one that I can refund you for is $21.97 because that's a direct product purchase.
Because the whole thing should have only been for the one thing I wanted was supposed to be free. I only had to pay shipping and handling, which was $5.95.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then pretty soon it was $6 something, and then they added two other things to it. and I couldn't get out of it at that point online.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So I'm going to do I refuse the package? Or
I mean, it's going to be free. You didn't pay for it already.
Right, but if they did, are they charging my card?
They didn't already charge you for what they were going to charge you. They're not charging you anything else, ma'am.
But I don't know what they charged my card.
Okay, what they charged your card was $6.97, $5.97, and $29.97. That was the initial charges from doing it right then and there. And that's it. There are no further charges because this whole thing
right,
had already been.
I'm not paying that especially that $29.97. How do I get out of that one? Because I immediately turned around. There's no way they could have been shipped out.
They were shipped out the next day, basically like when you did some on Saturday. I mean, that was Sunday, and they didn't even recognize that you had canceled it, but it was canceled. And she did it. She sure did it. And I'm looking at the notes, and I'm looking at what she did. She canceled it.
But I'm still getting charged shipping.
Yeah, shipping and handling is not refundable.
That's a bunch of bull crap. Because I canceled it before they shipped it. And they put it on my order without me ordering it.
You ordered it, ma'am. You pay shipping and handling. You getting a $90 bottle for $6.
I didn't even order the one. I only ordered the
basically
one.
Basically, that one bottle is going to cost $90.
Well, I'm calling my credit card and telling them that I didn't want it. I canceled it, and I shouldn't be charged it.
Okay, ma'am. I have refunded the $29.97. That's the one that you asked me for was the $29.97. I did refund that. That will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. But your account, the rest of it is canceled, and you're not charged. But $6.97. And $5.97
and $6.97. And I'm not ever going to be charged from this company again, then?
No.
For anything. It's not a
monthly
thing.
No, it's not. The only thing with diet pills, unless you want to be on a recurring thing, we do not send out diet pills on a recurring thing.
Well, like I said, it should have been absolutely nothing. Nothing should have been sent and stuff like that because I turned around and canceled it within 5 minutes.
It was order. She did cancel it, ma'am. I don't know exactly what happened, but she canceled it. As soon as you called, when you called in, we had the call notated and everything. She did cancel it. She canceled it. I'm looking dead at it. You called in. You called in and it was done. You did it at 3:15. You got
right.
The call in and she canceled everything at 3:41. Yes, ma'am. She did it all. I'm just saying she did it all and it had
something to do with
the company that was sending it out.
Right. But what I'm saying is all I wanted was the gummies and then when you
I understand.
Click.
I just trust me when I say I understand. I have customers call back all the time and I redo their order. I understand.
Because I shouldn't have been charged the $6.95 either, $6.97, just the ones for the gummies and that's what. But I don't know what to do about it. So because I'm willing to pay the five something, because that's what I, that was all I wanted to order. And then all of a sudden this other stuff pops up and like I ordered it and I didn't order it.
Hold on, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I'm going against protocol, so if anything happens, that'll be me. You do have your $6.97 back, right along with the $29.97. It will take three to five days before that will be back in your account.
I appreciate it, and sure. Believe me, I won't order again from anything like that, because, yeah. If you can get just only what you wanted and not adding this other crap on, and you already hit the button and then it's saying you ordered it.
I understand, ma'am.
Yep. Thank you very much then.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling customer service. Yep. Have a great day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bye.